We now go to Perek Shvi, the 7th chapter of Hilchos Deos. In most standard Rambam, this will be on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, side 17-2, or perhaps it will be listed as page 34 of Hilchos Mada. A little introduction here that the Kesef Mishnah gives. The Rambam is going to be talking about four forms of speaking ill of others. The first form is called one who is meragel. Meragel doesn't mean that he says something negative about someone, but he tells someone about what someone did, and that person gets upset at that or dislikes the fact that person is doing that, even though the thing in itself is not a negative thing. The example for that is Doeg Hoadomi. Saw a Kohen give David, that was Achimelech the Kohen, give David, who was fleeing from King Shaul, he gave him a sword and he gave him bread. Now Doeg told Shaul, you know, this man, Achimelech, gave a sword and bread to David. Now he wasn't saying that Achimelech himself did something bad. If Shaul would have asked Achimelech, Achimelech would have said, yes, I gave him a sword and bread. He wasn't accusing Achimelech of doing something evil. But since Shaul was angry at David, and he didn't want him to get away, and now he's telling him that Achimelech helped David, so Shaul is going to get angry at Achimelech. In fact, at the end, he killed him. The second thing is Lashon Hara, bad speaking, which is to say something ill of someone. You say that he did such and such a bad thing, even if that thing is true. The third level is called Motzi Shemra. That's someone who spreads lies, false reports. And the fourth is a Baal Lashon Hara, someone who's always, constantly speaking ill of others. And now we'll learn the Rambam. Halacha Aleph, from Ragel B'Chavero, if someone is guilty of rigul, of speaking about his friend, over the Losa say, he transgresses a prohibition of the Torah. Shnam, as it says, Lo Serach Rocha B'Mecha, do not go tale-bearing about your people. Lapishin Lo Kanal Dov Rezeh, even though you don't get flagged for this, Oven Gadol, who it's a great sin, it causes many Jews to be killed. Therefore it says nearby, do not stand idly by at the blood of your friend. Look and see what happened to Doeg, the Edomite, who said the Rechilus, he bore tales about what Achimelech did, as mentioned before, which caused Shaul to kill the whole city of Kohanim. Halacha Beis. Izel Rachel. What do we mean by a Rachel? Zeh Shetan Dvarim V'Halach Mizel Azeh. He bears tales and relates it from one person to another. V'Yomani says, Kachem Aploni, so-and-so said this. Kachem Kach Shemati Aploni, I heard such and such about so-and-so. Apishu Amos, even though it's true, V'Ez Amachri V'Solom, this destroys the world. Yesh Avon Gol Mizeh Admiyo, there's a another sin even greater than this one. B'chlal av zeh, it's included in this prohibition, v'loshon hara, that's speaking ill. V'masafer b'gnus chaver, that's someone who speaks ill of his friend. Af bisham emes, even though he's telling the truth. Avlomer sheker, one who lies, nikra moti shemra, is called someone who spreads a false report al chaver on his friend. Avl b'loshon hara, zeh, sheyoshe v'omer, kach v'kach asaploni v'kach v'kach ayavosoch, but a Baal Lashon Hara, as I mentioned before, the Kesef Mishnah holds this is a fourth category, a master of Lashon Hara, who sits and says, so-and-so did this, and so-and-so's fathers were such and such, and I heard such and such about him. And he says all of these negative things. Al Zamar HaKosef, concerning this, the Torah says, Yachos Hashem Kosif Sechalakos, Lashon Medebes Gedolos, Hashem will cut out all of these smooth tongues, the tongues that speak great things. Now the Ravid objects to what the Rambam says, and he says, "I'm Avraham." Avraham says, "Lo, it's not so what the Rambam says." And the Kosher Rishon Min Hasheni, the first one Rechilus is worse than the second one Lashon Hara. Sharishon Hutli Soi, Vaharig Nefashos. The first category is what's known in the Gemara as something that kills three people. It kills the one who's saying, the one about whom it's said, and the one to whom it's said. In other words, if you say so-and-so is doing such-and-such, the other person feels upset about this, he's threatened by it, so he is going to go and kill the person who was going to do something against him. Then the heirs and the relatives of the murdered person will kill the murderer, and then all of the relatives will kill the person who told the story, because he caused all of this problem to come in the first place. Now Shani, the second case, says the Ravid, in the case of the one who just speaks ill of another, Tanin, he's like a snake, he's a horrible person. He only kills himself. If you hear something negative about someone else, you're not going to go kill him, he's not going to go kill you. You're just destroying yourself by speaking ill of someone. Binazos understand this. Because the Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that here also, in Lashon Hara, they can still kill one another. If someone says something bad about you, the person who is talked ill of may get angry, he may kill the person who said ill of him, and the listener may be killed, and so on. So when the Gemara says that it kills three people, that can apply to Lashon Hara as well. Halacha Dalet. Certain things are known as the dust of Lashon Hara. Ketzer Hausel. Miyom Loploni Shiyeh Kamoshu Ata. Who would tell so-and-so that he should always be like he is now? So you're hinting that usually he's not good. If only he would be as good always as he is now. Oshiyomar, or if he says, Shasku Miploni, any Rotsulodia Ma'ira. Shah, I don't even want to talk about so-and-so. I don't want to tell you what happened, implying that something bad happened. Umahayan, what was? Ugyotzbutvamuelo, similar hints are considered avak lashon hara. Cholam sabbatos chavera b'fnei sona, v'rez avak lashon hara, shezegom lehem sheyisapru begnuso. If anyone speaks very positively about someone in the presence of his enemies, that's also the dust of lashon hara, because he's going to cause his enemies to speak ill of him. You know someone doesn't like someone, and you say, oh, that guy's so great. You know that the response is going to be, well, he's not so great because he did such and such and such. But then, you know, Shlomo, concerning this, Shlomo Melech says, Mevarch le'ir b'kol gadol b'boker hashkein, somebody who blesses his friend early in the morning with a big voice, klal d'choshev lo, it's like a curse to him. Shemitoch tovasa bo l'dei raso, from speaking of good, it comes to speaking of his bad. Chinem asavu b'loshon hara derech tzchok. Similarly, if you say loshon hara in a jesting manner, b'derech kalash rosh, just as an expression of levity, Klomar, in other words, Shinim Adam Vesini, he's not speaking in a hateful sort of way. He's making a joke, but it's still forbidden. Which is Shlomo Amar B'Chachmaso, this is what Shlomo said in his wisdom, Kemis Lahlea Hayare Zikim Chitzim Umaves Vama Halom Asachakani. It's like somebody playing and throwing arrows in death and saying, I'm just playing around. Chedim Asab Lashon Hara Derech Amos, somebody says Lashon Hara in a tricky way. Which is Asab L'Tumo, he speaks innocently. As if he doesn't realize that what he's saying is Lashon Hara. And when people try to stop him, Omri says, I don't know, I didn't know that this is Lashon Hara. Or that what I'm referring to are the actions of so-and-so. He's saying it in such a way by which everyone can understand that he's referring to so-and-so. And then he claims that he didn't really understand, he didn't really mean to say that that person did that. Lashon Hara applies both when you speak the bad things in the presence of your friend or not in his presence. Anyone who speaks things that, if they are heard and passed along from man to man, cause damage to his friend, either physically or in property, the fila lahatzila, or even if it just causes him anguish, or lavchido, or frightens him, harezeh lashon hara. All of this is included in lashon hara. If these things were said in front of three people, the nishma davar v'noda, the matter is already heard and known. Sipra davar echad min ashlosha pamacheres ein bo mishum lashon hara. If one of the three repeats this afterwards, it's not forbidden because of Lashon Hara. Provided that he does not intend to spread the news and to reveal it anymore. In other words, if this kind of Lashon Hara has already been said in the front of three people, one of the three can repeat it if it's in a private way, in such a way that he's not afraid that the person who he says it to is going to spread it further. Halacha Vav. Kol Elohim Bala Lashon Hara Shasu Lado Bishchunasam. All of the cases that we talked about are people of Lashon Hara speak ill, and you're not allowed to live in their neighborhood. B'choshkin Leishav Imam, certainly you can't sit down with them, L'shmo Devreim, to hear their words. L'netem G'zadin Alav Aseinu B'midbar, Ela Lashon Hara Labad. The only thing that caused our ancestors to be sealed, their judgment, not to enter the Holy Land in the desert, was because of the Lashon Hara they listened to when the scouts came back and spoke ill of the land of Israel. Halacha Zayin Anokim Mechaveira Ovu B'lo Sa'aseh. If you take revenge against your friend, you violate a negative commandment. Shinam, as it says, Lo Sikom, do not take revenge. The Afi Shin Aloka Olav, even though he doesn't get flogged for it, De'arahi Admiot, it's a very bad character trait. A person should be a Mavir Midosov, means he overcomes his emotions. He doesn't get angry at people. Akol Divrei Olam, on all worldly matters. Shekolets L'mavinim Divrei Hevel V'avoy, because a knowledgeable person realizes that all of these things are vanity and just worthless. V'enin Kedai L'inkom Aleim, it's not worth taking revenge for all of these matters, worldly things. Ketzad Hiyanakim, how do we define revenge? Amaloch Avero, his friend said to him, Ashileni Kadumach, lend me your axe. Amaloch, and he says to him, Meni Mashioch, I'm not going to lend it to you. Amachar, Tzarech Lish'ol Mimenu, the next day, the friend who refused to lend him the axe wants to borrow it from him. Amaloch, and he says to him, Chavero, his friend, Ashileni Kadumach, lend me your axe. Amalor, he says to him, I'm not going to lend it to you, just like you didn't lend it to me. When I asked you. He said, no, Cain, this is someone who is taking revenge. When it comes to ask, you should give it with a whole heart. You shouldn't pay him what he did to him. Anything similar to this is called revenge. David said when he discusses the good character, if I have ever paid back evil to those who've done evil to me. So David said that he hadn't repaid evil with evil. If someone bears a grudge to anyone of Israel, he transgresses a negative commandment. Shinamar, as it says, Vlositas b'nei amecha, do not bear a grudge against the people of your nation. Ketzad hi'anitira, how do we define bearing a grudge? Reuben shamar l'Shimon, Reuben says to Shimon, haskeli b'yizeh, rent this house to me. O shalini shazeh, or lend me this ox. L'rotu Shimon, Shimon did not want to. L'yamam, after some days, b'al Shimon l'Reuben, Shimon now comes to Reuben, l'shol m'meno, l'iske m'meno, to borrow from him or to rent from him. Vamla Ruvain, and Ruvain said to him, Heilach, here it is. Harini Mashiach, I will lend it to you. Veni Kamoscha, I'm not like you. Lo Ashalom Lechok Masecha, I won't pay you back according to your deeds. Osa Kazer over Belosita. Someone who does this, even though he's lending it, is violating, do not bear a grudge. Aliyim Chadavim Libo Vlo Yitirenu. He must wipe away the matter from his heart and not keep it inside. Shekolzman shunotes adavar v'zochos shema yavol inkom. As long as you are remembering the matter, you may come and actually take revenge. Lefika chikpido Torah l'anatira. Therefore, the Torah is particular that you not even bear a grudge. Chiyimcha avin milibo v'liskerenu klal, until he wipes away the sin from his heart and doesn't remember it altogether. V'zohi hadei anachona she'efshe she'iskayim ba yishuf aretz. This is a good character through which we can establish the settling of the earth, masama matana shel bnei adam, and the commercial dealings of people, ze im ze, with one another.